This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Bay Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is a coordinated and comprehensive response to the weather.
That's Chicago's Mayor Rahm Emanuel as the Midwest is bracing for record-breaking cold weather and never before felt wind chills.
City workers across AZOC and they will continue to do that throughout the week.
Parts of the Midwest could feel wind chills tomorrow and Thursday as low as 50 or more degrees below zero. While things may not get that bad in the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic and the South, they too will be getting a blast of Arctic cold. Former advisor to President Trump, Roger Stone, expected to be back in a federal courtroom in Washington today and expected to plead not guilty in the Mueller probe. Outside his Florida home yesterday, he called the case against him, quote, raw abuse of power. Charges against him include obstruction, lying to Congress, and witness tampering. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
A mass shooting of police officers in Houston. Here's USA Radio's Robin Malensky.
Four police officers shot while serving a warrant in the southeast section of the city. Two, we are told, are in critical condition at the hospital. Two suspects killed.
A fifth officer was injured, but police now say he was not shot, though he was treated at a hospital for injuries. Many are wondering if Commissioner Roger Goodell will address the fourth quarter no call in the New Orleans Saints LA Rams game in Atlanta when he addresses the media tomorrow before Sunday's NFL Super Bowl. Goodell's been silent about the absence of that pass interference call that could have changed things when it comes to the NFC Championship. The utility company found liable for billions of dollars in damages in North Carolina's deadly campfires, declaring bankruptcy. Pacific Gas and Electric filing for Chapter 11 protection today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The White House is putting pressure on Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro by hitting that country's pound oil company with new tough sanctions. The U.S. no longer recognizes Maduro as the rightful president of the South American nation. And in a White House briefing yesterday, the Treasury Chief, Steve Mnuchin, blamed Maduro for a humanitarian crisis. The U.S. has recognized Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim president. He's the opposition leader. Two Florida congressmen are trying to declare animal cruelty a federal felony. Representatives Ted Deutsch and Vern Buchanan, a Democrat and a Republican respectively, are sponsoring the Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture Act. It would make burning, drowning, crushing, suffocating, and otherwise hurting animals punishable by up to 7 years in prison everywhere in the United States. And singer Mariah Carey is being asked to cancel an upcoming performance in Saudi Arabia because of the jailing of women's rights advocates. She is supposed to perform at a concert alongside some others, including rapper Sean Paul, on Thursday, Women in Saudi Arabia were recently granted the right to drive, but some were arrested and even tortured after campaigning for that. A journalist from the Washington Post, of course, also killed inside the Saudi embassy in Istanbul in October. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody,
well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We've got Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us, author of this new ebook, Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. Dr. Corsi, always good to have you with us, and especially to keep us all up to date as to what is happening since being, cited as person of interest number one, huh?
That's right. I'm in the indictment for Roger Stone. And it looks to me like the Mueller team wants me for a witness again, against Roger. I've said I will tell the truth. I've been misquoted as saying I'll be happy to testify against Roger. I've never said that. I said I'll be happy to testify, and I'll be happy to tell the truth and let the chips fall where they may. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, you have maintained that. You've maintained that all along, even based on our previous discussions, Jerome. This ebook that you have that you were able to quickly get out is a great way to get your story and to really congeal your thoughts. Because, as you mentioned, in the 40 hours of testimony that you've already given to the special counsel. At 72 years old, I don't know, with 72, 70, 50, I mean, we're going to misremember, things, but to the best of your ability, and you've been rather earnest and upfront about this, you've testified and did the best that you could do.
Well, I firmly believe that. I think, Bill, if you listen to the audio book and the iTunes book, which are also available now. I recommend people listen to those. It's like a podcast. You can listen to it on iTunes on your telephone, your smartphone. My memory, yes, right. I was constantly having to revise my testimony because the special counselor would do all kinds of things I didn't really consider to be legitimate. I mean, I went in to cooperate. I gave my cell phones, laptops, the backup, the external hard drives, everything I had, I gave over to the prosecutors willingly. I'd done nothing wrong, and I was happy to provide all the evidence that I could to cooperate. I thought that was my responsibility. At any rate, if they would ask you a question, then they'd pull out from this 8-inch book they had in front of me that had my name on it. So, 2 years ago, you wrote an email that seems to contradict what you just said. My basic response was, why didn't you show me that first? I can't remember. I'm not a human tape recorder. I can't remember specific conversations and specific emails with any precision. It's very difficult for me to reconstruct 2016. And they didn't want reconstructions. They wanted me to remember everything in, granular detail. I couldn't do that.
It seemed that this was, a bit of a gotcha process. And, of course, one that would make anybody fearful. You have the power of the government, the FBI on you. I mean, of course, that was reinforced the other night or early morning when they raided Roger Stone's home, was it not?
Absolutely. I thought that was a Gestapo-like raid. I mean, uncalled for. I mean, Roger's 66 years old, and he's not a international drug dealer or a serial killer. Man, this was ridiculous. He's not a terrorist. They charged him with some more process crimes of lying to Congress. At any rate, I mean, here I am being interrogated these 40 hours. This goes over 2 months, six sessions, and you're always, the FBI picks you up at the hotel, and they drive you to this FBI building, unmarked FBI building in a undisclosed location in Southeast Washington. They come in through the garage, and you have to give over your cell phone and your laptops. They take you up to an interrogation room, which is this internal conference room, with a table and no windows, and an observation bubble in the ceiling so they can watch you from another room. And then you're confronted by three of the special counselors, prosecutors, and up to 6 to 9 of the FBI. This army of people questions me and my attorney, David Gray, for hour after hour after hour. And you really can't even leave for lunch because you don't want to go out on the street and be photographed, found. I mean, there's photographers outside watching this. They know where the special counselor's meeting, even if the public doesn't. And this thing is it's a nightmare. They all get up in a group and they storm out. They pick up all their books and papers. They storm out in unison. They call your attorney into the next room. You're left alone in this interrogation room to pace around, wondering what's going on, maybe for an hour. And then, my attorney comes back and they say you lied and they throw you in prison the rest of your life. I said, well, wait a minute. I didn't lie. I may have misremembered something, but the crime is that I knowingly and willfully gave the special counselor and the FBI material information that I knew to be false with the intention to deceive them. I never did that. I handed over everything willingly. They were questioning me in part out of my own material.
You're on the way. They pick you up and, took you to a nondescript building and, the whole scenario. I mean, it's quite threatening. Seems like the only thing was missing was maybe a hood to cover your eyes or something, so you didn't know where you were going, right?
A big spotlight to flash into your eyes, yeah, so you couldn't see who's interrogating you.
Wow. And I know that, for you and your family, as you said, the last time we talked, you expected you could be arrested at any time, probably even now in the middle of this interview. The threat remains there that they could come after you. I mean, in this 24-page federal indictment, as I mentioned, your person won in this indictment. But you have said that, that you are not going to neglect, your civil responsibility, and you will testify about Stone. Some have taken that to read because they're so anxious and eager to, get Trump involved in all this whole witch hunt thing, suggested that you're willing to testify against Roger Stone. And I'm glad you clarified that this morning.
This is not true. I mean, I said I've been misquoted. We put these newspapers on notice, and the Washington Post this morning reprinted the same misquote. What I said directly, it was in the interview I did in CNN with Jake.
Yeah, with Jake Tapper.
And I told Tapper, I said, look, I'm happy to testify. I expect that to be subpoenaed. Now, that means I'm not volunteering for anybody. And I will, I'm happy to tell the truth and let the chips fall where they may. That does not say I'm willing to testify against Roger Stone. They're twisting what I said. I'm not happy to testify against anybody. By the way, I think now it's less likely I'm going to be indicted. I think I'd like to explain why, but they could always do it and burst in. But I think it's less likely.
Well, when we come back, I want you to address that likelihood. And also, I think it's got to be even still a bit of a challenge, you know, where you have to really be careful about what you say. I mean, you're a pretty smart guy, and, you know, but, you know, you're in, you know, an interview like CNN, and for people to take your words and twist them around. So I imagine your memory is really getting exercised these days, Jerome.
No kidding.
I bet. We've got more from Dr. Jerome Corsi when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to talk more about his e-book as well. It's 15 minutes
out. You may need this herbal tea for relief right away. So write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
Oh, when we pray, all the world stays. Yeah. When the church wants to pray,
we pray.
say for sure there's been a lot of prayer around Jerome Corsi, and the prison walls have been shaken. I know it's been as much as we can possibly imagine to put ourselves in the shoes of Jerome Corsi and his wife and his family and what they've had to endure through this probe. And Jerome has released a new e-book, Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. Obviously, this was motivated because so many people, Jerome, are interested in your case and they want to know.
Yes, and I really recommend the audiobook or the iTunes version on the Apple iTunes Store, because I narrated the 9.5 hours of the book. And you'll get a chance to hear it in my own voice with, you know, inflections and emotions and everything else. I think that's the real way to hear the story of Silent No More.
Mm-hmm. Well, for you, you know, at this point, what you said earlier was that the chances now of you being indicted, maybe you and your attorney feel like you're an asset in terms of being a witness. So hopefully, and, you know, we pray that a midnight raid is not in the offing for the Corsi family here.
Well, I think you can see that basically becoming witness number one because of, you know, all the involvement I had early on with Roger Stone and his directing me to get in touch with WikiLeaks. I'd never had a contact with WikiLeaks. And I think, you know, the FBI has concluded that they can't find a link either because they don't have one. And Julian Assange has affirmed that by name Jerome Corsi never was in contact with him directly or indirectly or with WikiLeaks, which is true. So I think if the, you know, the Mueller team wants to use me as a witness or is going to be bailed their cases heavily on various of my emails, they don't want to undermine my credibility by indicting me, you know, which would make it much more difficult to use my testimony without being impeached under direct examination and trial. So I'm guessing now that they've decided that rather than charge me with a process crime, which I don't think they can prove, because my testimony to them that's 40 hours, I repeatedly said I can't remember, they're pressing me too hard, over and over again, and they allowed me to amend my testimony right up until they couldn't get what they wanted. And then they blew it up. And the charge they gave me is the one count they wanted me to plead to was my first day's testimony when I hadn't seen my 2016 emails. I forgot the email where I forwarded it to Ted Malik to go to see Assange, email that Roger Stone sent me in July 2016. Well, I went home for 10 days. I saw my emails. I came back. I amended that testimony. Now, how could the special prosecutor give me one charge, which is the unamended testimony? I said, that's fraudulent. I'm not going to stand before a judge and God and, you know, put my hand in the Bible and swear I committed a crime I didn't commit. I'm not going to lie
exactly.
To stay out of prison. So there's a very, very big flaw in the way the prosecutors handled me, in that they demanded, and it's now on the record, that I lie in order to stay out of prison. And they also said it would be a secret, and, you know, it would be a secret I was before a federal district judge and pled that I was a criminal. Because then I couldn't tell the securities and insurance regulators there'd been a material change in my status. So I not only had to lie, I had to violate regulations. And that only a criminal would give you that kind of a plea deal. I don't think the special prosecutor wants that aired in court.
Exactly. Well, and you aired it in the media,
yeah.
And you've been very consistent that way, and it really put them under check, did it not?
I think so, because, you know, first of all, they don't want you talking. They make it clear they don't, you know, you can't prohibit your First Amendment rights, but people get scared. They think they're going to be mad. And I figure these guys were already mad, so I immediately went on the media after I rejected that plea deal. In fact, I rejected it in an interview, and the special prosecutor, I think, was shocked and angry. That was in November, and then I wrote this book, and I got this book out. The book has been out now about 2 months, and it's selling very well, even though the hardcover won't be in print until March. But I've really got the e-book and the audio book and the iTunes into print. They're available now, and you can listen to Silent No More right now.
Exactly. Well, you and the team got this out really fast.
Yeah.
It was amazing and very timely that you did. You know, what comes out loud and clear for me, Jerome, because I've known this about you, is that, and I guess maybe this is why God brought us and kind of joined us together, is our love for the truth, our earnestness to pursue the truth,
right,
no matter where it leads. And this is what you proved to a lot of people, is that no matter what the situation, if you stand on the truth, that is a most powerful position to stand on, is it not?
Well, Bill, my Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ, and I have resolved in my life, you know, we're all failed human beings, and I've resolved in my life to try to tell the truth always in all situations. Mm-hmm. It's almost impossible for me to think of consciously lying because it's too complicated. It's a nightmare. So even when I have to admit something that's not to my benefit, I'd rather just get it out there and take the, you know, whatever hits there are for it, but at least I know I'm still telling the truth. And I figure God will deal with it wherever it falls from there. And this is why I'm so angry that the Daily Caller and Politico, now Washington Post, and Breitbart twisted my comments to Jake Tabor on Sunday because I said I was happy to testify and tell the truth. I did not say I was going to be happy to testify against Roger Stone. I'm going to basically ask for a retraction. If they don't retract, then my lawyers will take further action. But I'm insisting that at least what I say be quoted accurately. And they made that quote up.
Mm-hmm.
I did not say the word.
As we wrap this up, we got a couple minutes here. I mean, the whole bottom line of this and the whole Miller and Mueller witch hunt and what they're trying to tie you into and everything, I mean, people have questioned, said, well, it wouldn't, on the surface itself, would not be illegal, you know, to do some research and to find out about some things here. And it just seems that the desperation of this whole prosecution has been one, you know, focusing on some sort of process crimes so that they have something after, you know, capturing over $30 million of the people's money in all this time and what they've done so far to damage and to impede the presidency of Donald Trump.
Well, in legitimate criminal justice, you have to have a crime. You know, if you don't have a body, you've got a missing person. You don't have murder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there's no crime here. It's not a legitimate criminal investigation. And secondly, the basic underlying predicate of this entire investigation has not been proved. Julian Assange has said repeatedly that Russia was not involved in getting him the stolen DNC emails. And yet Mueller, and he said repeatedly he has no contact with me and had no back channel to Roger Stone. Now, if that's all the case, why doesn't Mueller begin by finding out what Julian Assange has? Give Julian Assange immunity if you need to, but get his testimony. And they're not doing that. They're assuming they can prove Russia stole the emails. And I confronted the special counselor. They think it was Guccifer II. Guccifer II did not hack the email server. And they will lose this argument in court. Mueller will lose this argument in court.
Well, with the unsecured server that Hillary Clinton had, the mistakes of Podesta at the DNC. Let me see. Let's try Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Uma Abedin. I mean, there were so many leaks and availabilities of, to get emails, you know, from Hillary and her campaign. You know,
and the DNC.
How do you? Yeah.
They were a sieve. They had very little security, and there were multiple times they were hacked. And I believe the DNC emails that were obtained by WikiLeaks were taken from within the DNC itself. I still maintain that.
Exactly.
From SkyPass Entertainment comes The Least of These, The Grand Stain Story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stains operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion, I'll give you a permanent position.
One day I'll find the proof of him converting the tribals. We can't make any mistakes.
They have this law for a reason.
I know. We must pray.
Based on the incredible true story.
You can still write the truth.
What is the truth?
Write about the work, not about me.
The Least of These. The Graham Stain Story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 1st with a special sneak peek Thursday, January 31st. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is a coordinated and comprehensive response to the weather.
That's Chicago's Mayor Rahm Emanuel as the Midwest is bracing for record-breaking cold weather and never-before-felt wind chills.
City workers across agencies and departments have been working around the clock, and they will continue to do that throughout the week.
Parts of the Midwest could feel wind chills tomorrow and Thursday as low as 50 or more degrees below zero. While things may not get that bad in the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic and the South, they too will be getting a blast of Arctic cold. Former advisor to President Trump, Roger Stone, expected to be back in a federal courtroom in Washington today and expected to plead not guilty in the Mueller probe. Outside his Florida home yesterday, he called the case against him, quote, raw abuse of power. Charges against him include obstruction, lying to Congress, and witness tampering. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With the Super Bowl just around the corner, it's always good to be talking to one of our favorite quarterbacks who played in the NFL for 11 years. Jeff Kemp joins us now, who serves on the Jack Kemp, Foundation Board, and author of the book Facing the Blitz. Jeff, good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Real quick, only because, you know, we got to talk Super Bowl 53. We know the teams that are there. Seems like the NFL said we may have blown a call, you know, with the Saints and the Rams. And, of course, that does little to assuage the pain that the Saints fans will have to go through the entire year with the shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Yeah, well, there's a little pain for those great people down in New Orleans and the same team. I really wanted to see Drew Brees reach the pinnacle again, maybe even get an MVP of the league because he's played that way all year long. But you know what? The Saints didn't play as well at the end of the game as the Rams did. That penalty made a huge difference, and the NFL's got to get that straightened out. If they have video, they should use it. But you know what? You got to play the hand you're dealt, and football deals you a lot of imperfect situations, and you got to fight through them. And the Rams are in the Super Bowl, and I would not say they do not deserve to be there. Mm-hmm. And I think that they're a great team. I look forward to seeing them play. I hope they're not overwhelmed by their youthfulness and the novelty, the newness of being in the Super Bowl, whereas the Patriots, they have so many players that have been there before. Tom Brady has lived at the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Bill Belichick coaches up a storm every darn year. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Patriots fan, but I got to say, I really, really do respect their professionalism, their humility, their dedication, their creativity, and they get the most out of their team every single year, and Brady really is a phenomenal leader and quarterback.
Well, there's a lot to be said, as you say, and how Belichick and the team is able to get so much out of the team and to unify them in such a way that it is about the team in its totality, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot to learn. You put the team ahead of yourself, play mm-hmm. the hand you're dealt. You never give up. You find creative ways to bring out the talents of various people. And you have a never-say-die attitude.
Exactly.
They've had. All that being said, I'm rooting for the Rams, and I am sad that the Chiefs didn't show up there. It would have been fun to see that exciting team. But what do you want to talk about today, Bill?
Well, I want to talk about, speaking of, Super Bowl games and blitzes that will happen, and, of course, your book, Facing the Blitz, your latest article about Super Bowl coach Tony Dungy, and how, he and his family dealt with the ultimate blitz for a parent.
Yeah, I have friends. Trent Dilfer is one of them who have lost a child, a son or a daughter.
Right.
And I don't think there's any greater pain.
Right.
I know about two fathers right now that have lost grown sons in their 30s, and their pain and grief continues really deeply. But Tony and Lauren Dungy have a perspective on life, a faith in God, an approach to how they live that really is remarkable, though I think that all of us, through God, can gain the same attitude. Mm-hmm. And they showed it. They lost their son, James, at age 19 or so. He took his life. And he had a number of emotional challenges, even though he's a really sweet-spirited, wonderful kid, great relationships with his family. And within 2 months, Tony Dungy was at the Super Bowl, Athletes in Action, Bart Starr Man of the Year award breakfast, and Tony opened up his life and told the hardship, the pain, the sorrow, the grief, the tragic loss of the blitz of losing their son, James. But then he turned the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And said, despite this pain, he is with Christ. We cannot want him back for his sake. We only miss him for our sake. And they've used that situation all through their lives to show compassion and concern for other families, but to remind us that, you know what, we're meant to live for eternity. And this life is not all there is. And we can overcome the biggest losses and blitzes if we turn to God, if we love other people, and if we look at his big-term and long-term goal for our lives, which is bless others and lead them to that wonderful Lord Jesus.
Exactly. Well, Jeff, when you hear stories like this, and certainly most of us were aware of what the Dungys went through, and it was, I think the general love for Tony Dungy, he's so
huge.
Well thought of across the country. It transcends team. It didn't matter, what jersey you were wearing. You just wanted to come alongside him and the impact that he made in going through this and being so vulnerable, was quite the example and an incredible testimony that I know that some people who were not believers, became believers because of his example. Because I don't know how anybody, you talk about the ultimate blitz that any family, any parent would go through. How do you get through it, without God?
Tony, he had grown in his faith and character over many years. He used to be kind of a hot-headed competitor, he would say in his own words, but he wasn't known as that type of coach. His players didn't want to disobey him or break rules because they loved Tony, because they knew he loved them. He had such respect. But he and his wife had grown to the point where they didn't see their circumstances as the determinant of life. They saw God and his love and his sovereign hand as the determinant of life. And when they faced something that hard, they could look at the fact that God actually lost his son and felt all that pain, just like a parent who loses their child on earth feels it. And in turning to God for compassion, to turning to God for perspective, in turning to God and saying, help me see the big picture, the long term here. What good can you bring from this bad?
Right.
They were able to rebound. I'm sure the scars and wound are always with them.
Yes.
But they, like you said, he got really transparent and vulnerable very quickly with this.
Mm-hmm.
And many people came to know Christ. Young people did at the memorial service for James. Mm-hmm. And then since that time, I think Tony's had such an influence on others who would say, well, maybe God is real. Maybe I do need his pathway. Maybe Jesus' death and resurrection is the center point of history, and I need to make that personal.
Mm-hmm.
So a blitz can bring good things when we handle it God's way. And Tony Dungy has modeled that for us, as has his wife, Lauren, and them as a couple.
Right. Well, you know, from this experience that the Dungys went through, you know, Jeff, you know, our country's going through a blitz right now. And how are we going to face that blitz and give God honor and really use this that the enemy meant for bad and use it for good?
Yeah, gosh, I mean, we could articulate this blitz in a number of ways. Let's start at the political level.
Yeah. We got about a minute and a half here, Jeff. So,
okay, very much division and one-siding us now. And then there's the fatherless blitz and the blitz on men, the blitz on marriage. But every one of these gives a person who believes in God a chance to be humble and to reach out and get to know and understand people from different backgrounds and then tell their story and point people towards the source of love and healing, which is Jesus. We'll always have trouble. We're always going to have blitzes. But we need to use those to talk about the deeper spiritual things of life. And Christians are meant to be reconcilers. We're not meant to point the finger and say, look at those people messing up our country.
Right.
You know in your heart that you're a part of the problem because you're selfish and prideful just as I am. We need to confess that, repent of that, and be agents of healing.
Amen. Amen. Jeff Kemp, always a pleasure to have you on with us. Jeff, how can people be in touch with you?
Well, for speaking and what I do for business leaders and for men, go to jeffkempteam.com. And then for the book and the videos that you were talking about, the one on Tony and other resources, go to facingtheblitz.com. So Jeff Kemp Team and facingtheblitz.com.
Jeff Kemp, always an honor. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Thanks, Bill. All the best to your people. See ya.
This report is brought to you by Milk Life. Move over, avocado toast. One of the most Instagram foods may surprise you. A new study found milk is one of America's most shared foods on Instagram, and posts with milk express more joy and less negativity than posts without milk. Milk gives kids nutrients to grow strong and helps us refuel after races. But it's also part of life's real moments of happiness, meeting friends for lattes or digging into mom's famous mac and cheese. Molly Yeh, award-winning cookbook author, blogger, and host of Food Network's Girl Meets Farm, says,
milk plays a starring role in my kitchen in my most cherished moments, like my Blink steak French toast that I make for my brunch club. Milk is wholesome, nourishing, and real.
Milk is important in the moments and foods Americans love. Share your real moments with milk on Instagram using hashtag lovewhatsreal and hashtag sweepstakes for a chance to win a year's supply of milk. Visit www.milklife.com for rules and regulations. That's www.milklife.com. Milk. Love what's real.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field.
seeing the world through new eyes, and the earth from miles above, redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen, showing the way in Silicon Valley, and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ben Martinez.
He's been known to cure narcolepsy just by walking into a room. His organ donation card also lists his beard. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez died.
Just to strike up the imagination, I mean, you just make you wonder, you know, a little bit of the mystery here. Why not? 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Samantha Mao joins us now. The good news, girl, she has scoured the highways and byways for the latest viral videos, and she's got her weekly report for us. Miss Samantha, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Has the weather gotten a little bit better there in North Carolina? Or are we still... you know, frightful and what have you?
Actually, it's not too bad. You know, it's probably about 50 degrees for the high today, and it's not rainy or anything like that. So I'd say all in all, considering, you know, the different weather that people are experiencing in the country, we're pretty lucky right now.
Well, pretty good. Well, speaking of North Carolina, are you out there looking for that friendly bear that, you know, saved that three-year-old boy?
You know, I would love to be able to meet that bear. You know, this is actually not the first instance of this, but I'll go ahead and tell the story real quick just for those who don't know. There's a little boy named Casey Hathaway. He went missing a couple weeks ago. Well, actually last week on January 22nd at his grandma's house. Him and his siblings had been outside. You know, there's three of them, and then two of them came back inside, and he was nowhere to be found. And, I mean, it was a really big deal here in eastern North Carolina, especially. This is, you know, about an hour away from me. And they had people out, you know, searching for him for a couple of days. It was freezing temperatures. It was terrible. And, you know, it was raining this night. I remember it poured the morning that they found him. And he must have been freezing. And they're trying to figure out, like, how in the world did he survive? They just, you know, the only reason they found him is because some lady was happening to walk her dogs and heard a little boy crying, and they found him. They had to wade through water to get to him, and, you know, they took him to the hospital, and he's okay. So, you know, everybody's asking him, like, what happened? You know, what happened? And with his little three-year-old self, he said he hung out with the bear for a couple of days, and the bear kept him safe.
Bear! Bear!
Can you believe
it? How does a three-year-old have the capacity? You know, oh, my gosh, amazing. So he's hanging out with a bear. Unbelievable.
That's right. And, you know, people are like, oh, that's crazy, you know. Like, he's just three. He just doesn't know. But it's interesting because there's actually been, if you look back over the past, like, maybe 100 years, there's been, like, five or six cases where kids were lost and they were found, and they said that a bear had hung out with them and kept them safe. And I'm like, there might be something to this, you know. Like, it sounds outrageous, but, you know, something kept him from freezing those couple nights. I mean, he's a tiny little child. And you know, it's freezing weather, freezing rain. He doesn't have any shelter. I don't know how he made it. Like,
unbelievable.
And, you know, thank God they
found him. Wow. Could you imagine what the parents, parents and grandma, what they're going through, right? You know, for 3 days, this three-year-old, you know, what are the chances and that kind of deal? And probably the last thing they may even thought about. Were they even concerned about bears in the area that they thought, well, maybe he could have been attacked by a bear or anything like that?
You know, no, I don't think that. I mean, I don't remember hearing anybody say, you know, they were worried about him having been abducted or something terrible have happened. You know, your mind goes to all these dark places. But, you know, bears aren't. I mean, I've lived in North Carolina my whole life, but I've never seen a bear. It's not something that you're worried about. Like, I mean, there's about 17,000 in the state, but you just don't think about them being an issue or being aggressive. They kind of keep to themselves, and, you know, it's just crazy. And actually, it's kind of cute. Like, all these people apparently had the same idea. They started sending stuffed bears, and there were so many that they
Very
sent
cool.
that his family had to tell them to stop. Tell them to stop because they could only have so many. I'm just so thankful when they found him. It was it's a really big relief. So,
what a neat
I believe in bears.
Go ahead. Yeah, that's it. Hey, and very cool. And so the legend continues about this friendly bear that's watching out for 3-year-olds. Yeah, you know, kind of a you know, I guess a natural babysitter, so to speak. I guess, you know. So. Wow, pretty crazy story. Hey, another great story here, and I saw this about this young boy who, you know, pays it forward. I mean, he's a giver. Uses his savings to buy a gas station attendant, a bicycle, so he can get to work.
Isn't this cool? It's a 10-year-old boy, actually. He's in South Africa. His name is Vaughn, and he had actually started becoming friends with this gas station attendant named Tony a couple months ago. You know, his mom had been outside filling up the gas tank, and Vaughn was actually feeling kind of sick and just down, and he went inside, and this gas station attendant, Tony, just made him laugh, and, you know, they bonded, and every time that Vaughn goes to the gas station with his mom, he talks to Tony. And actually, his family, like, sells bicycles, so whenever Vaughn had been there the last time, Tony asked, you know, you see a reasonably priced bike, could you just keep your eye out for me and let me know, and I want to get one. And so Vaughn comes back to his mom, you know, a couple of days later, and he's like, he'd been saving his money because he wanted to use it for a vacation for him and his family. And he asked his mom, you know, do you really care about going on a vacation or a little trip? Or, you know, do you care about this? And his mom's like, why are you asking me this? He's like, well, I'd like to take my money and buy Tony a bike. And, you know, that's just what he did. And, you know, I love to see stories like this when where they just bonded together. And, you know, I'm sure Tony has meant a lot to him. And this little boy just takes what money he has and, you know, breaks his piggy bank and gives it to towards Tony having a bike. And, you know, I'm sure they'll be friends for many years to come.
What a gift.
I think that's great.
What a gift. And the whole expression, the human expression and compassion for a fellow man. And, you know, this is the thing I've always said, is that you never know with a room of people that within that room there are answers to every problem that anybody has, if you're only aware of them. And this is why relationship, and why God stresses the relationship of others being so important, that you just never know. If it's a smile, a handshake, a word, you know, you've heard me say this before, a word aptly spoken, you know, what that does, you know, for people's spirit and how that lifts them up. I mean, that's just absolutely priceless. And in this case, because of the relationship, because of what Tony did in initiating with this young boy, you know, just giving him place, you know, giving him validation and talking to him. You know, a lot of 10-year-olds are ignored, right? Because they're just, you know, why should I give you any time or anything like that? But here is a, you know, a precious soul that appreciates all of God's creation. He just, you know, talks to a 10-year-old. Nothing, you know, not looking to gain anything, but as part of the relationship, you know, you finally, you know, he expresses a need, and not in a million years that he would expect this 10-year-old to give him a bike, but that, you know, 10-year-olds know where bikes are. You know, they have other friends that say, hey, I got this bike, I got to get rid of. Oh, Tony, I know Tony needs a bike, you know. And so here he is. Wow, what a neat story. That's just, that's awesome. Now, we got a Kent boy celebrating, and I saw this video too. This is really special. He's celebrating his last cancer treatment with a Michael Jackson dance move, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, this 5-year-old little boy, his name's Lenny Litui, and, you know, he was diagnosed with cancer back in May. And his mom said that at her house, you know, music's been kind of his therapy, and he loves Michael Jackson, and he's kind of been dancing throughout the whole time. Well, recently, he finished his treatment, and he did, of course, a Michael Jackson dance to celebrate. You know, what could be more appropriate for him? And, you know, it went viral, that people were sharing it all over the internet because, you know, there's so many sad stories where these children don't recover. And, you know, you think about childhood being a time to not have to worry about anything and for him just to be able to enjoy himself. And he's had to worry about cancer and, you know, probably had questions that, you know, most of us don't think we're going to face until we're much older. It's just wonderful to see him. Not just dancing, but be able to be cured and dancing for joy after he's been
exactly.
It was just,
well, dancing is so therapeutic. You know, come on. I mean, you have another dancing story where you got a mom just absolutely mortifying their teen as she's busting, you know, move to the Backstreet Boys, right?
Oh yeah, I love this story too because what mom has not you know, embarrassed their children at one point or another, but. I see this mom dancing, and what happened was there was a traffic jam, and her and her son are stuck in the car, and you know that could be a time that most people get really grumpy. You're just kind of like, well, you know, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do when you're stuck in a traffic jam? Well, Wendy Gossett, she posted a video of her with her son, and the Backstreet Boys came on, and anybody that has been around my age or maybe about 5 to 10 years older, all of us hear Backstreet Boys, and it's kind of like, you got to dance. You got to
exactly.
break a mood to this.
Right.
And she gets out of the car and starts dancing around and, you know, dancing in traffic. And honestly, if I saw her dancing in traffic, I would have wanted to join her. I'm sure that one of these days her son will look back on this
exactly.
and feel proud of his
mom
for being so cool.
Why not get the whole freeway, everybody, you know, dancing. It was also announced that President Trump donating his $100,000 salary. I think it's a quarter's worth of his salary is what he's giving away to alcoholism research from, you know, from his presidential salary. Right.
That's right. I mean, he cannot not accept the salary. So he has to. He accepts it and then donates it to a different cause every quarter. And this quarter, it's been going towards alcohol research. And as a lot of people may know, his brother had passed away.
His brother, exactly.
Problems with alcoholism. And, you know, so I think it's always good to see something we can all agree on that is a good thing.
Amen. We got to call it a wrap. Thanks, Sam. Samantha Mao.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car.